to the Paranormal Rabbit Hole, boys and girls. I'm so glad to be back yet again to talk about another paranormal entity that is gracing us with its presence in our world today and jump down that paranormal rabbit hole with you. I, of course, am your host, Hunter, and welcome to my show. That's right, we're the Paranormal Rabbit Hole. We take you down those rabbit holes to lead you on those little journeys so that, you know, you'll keep going down those rabbit holes yourself, you know, discover a little bit more, maybe come back to me with a little more information. You know, be constructive with your feedback, please. Anyways, that was Flight of the Conchords. I'm sorry. No, but we got a good show for you guys tonight. We're going to talk about mirrored men. I'm excited because I've been waiting to talk about this for a long time. And it's an interesting subject, but I'm going to, you know, after a while of going into detail about mirrored men, you know, kind of give some stories that are out there for the whole mirrored men phenomenon. So with mirrored men, it's kind of a strange thing. And I'm going to wait till we jump into the episode. I'm going to do the stupid preamble, but I think it's a unique phenomenon that deserves to be looked at because every single bit of it has, and sometimes the stories have little coincidences and or little side events that happen with the mirrored men. So it's never the same, but it's never the same experience. Like people experience the same thing just differently, but not too it's different, but it's the same. And so it's very strange, very weird. But I mean, we're going to get into it in a second. Of course, got to do this first. As always, as usual, the preamble. You know it. You hate it. I hate it. I hate it so much. But it lets you know the information, folks. So we got to go through it. Okay, so buckle up. And here we go. Boys and girls, all you got to do to find us on Instagram is go to the Paranormal Rabbit Hole Podcast. That's right. Type all of that into your search bar. No spaces between the words. It's just one big run together word, sentence, thing. Type that into your search bar on Instagram. You'll see our sign. Follow us there. We just give you info about the show, updates about when the show comes out. Actually, it's just info about the show. That's it. I'm very terrible at it. But starting soon, we're going to be doing a little more. We're just really trying to wrap it up on Anchor and find a new platform to... we're still going to be using Anchor to put it out, but a new platform to record and edit on. Just because we've been wanting to also do video too, and can't do that here right now. But we're going to do that. We're going to do video. So soon you'll get to see my ugly mug, as well as hearing my beautiful voice. You'll get to see what ugly face this voice hides. Only a voice for radio. No, I could be on television. I could do both. I'm not handsome, but I'm not ugly. But is anybody really ugly? We're all beautiful on the inside, and that's all that matters. Or is it? It is. Sometimes. No, it is. It's how we treat each other, which is horrible. God, this is really going downhill. Let's get to the show. had a great week, folks. Went fishing this week, so had a lot of fun. Enjoyed hanging out with a friend of mine. Also, got to go to Bass Pro Shop and watch it. Just, have you ever watched anybody or like anything like a store? Have you ever gone early in the morning and just watched it fill up? Like you just watch it. You're like, holy cow! It's like watching ants crawl to honey. Like people just massing into one shop. It's crazy. Like we are all materialistic. It's very, very insane to watch a parking lot fill up on a Saturday morning. But I got to go. I had fun. I enjoyed my ant-like experience as I went in and bought my things because I'm materialistic as well. Everybody is. We got to have fun while we're here. Can't take it with you, so why not use it while you're here and make your life a little bit more fun and easy. buy my book. No, I'm kidding. I don't have a book. I'm not going to do that yet. But soon, but not yet, but soon. I'm kidding. I'm not going to do a book, but I am. Don't worry, but I'm not. Anyways, mirrored men, boys and girls, we're getting into the subject now because this is a, even though it's not going to be a long episode, it's an episode I've wanted to talk about for a long time. Watch it turn into like a 2-hour episode because I'm going to be reading off stories. And then, oh my God. Oh, that's the podcast. Boop. Good night, everybody. No, mirrored men. So let's get into it. Mirrored men. This is a strange phenomenon because usually what mirrored men is, people will see, either it's described as a kind of like predator-like camouflage, where if you've seen the movie Predator with Arnold Schwarzenegger, that's the best one for the camouflage being basic. And kind of what people describe is it's kind of like a distorted view of what's behind it, the natural world behind it, in a human form, or sometimes in like a, almost a it's been said to be rainy, like a rain form. Like it's just these forms of like rain or lines that drop or static electricity or these black lines that are just kind of coming down, like filtering down in space with these outlines. And it's insane. All, but the description is kind of, like I said, it's kind of different, but kind of similar. Rainy. So I could see how, or grainy, like a grainy image, or like a, in like a, an image with static on it. So I hate to say this, but the way I've heard it described is, or like when you're trying to watch the Naughty Channel and it has snow, but you can still see the outline, but it's staticky in snow. And why do we say staticky on the TV? It's staticky. It's staticky. That's not really static. It's snow. It is interference. It is zero channel with no blank, you know, without being blank screen. It means that there's a signal, but you're not getting it. You're not, no sig, there's a signal out there, but not in the direction you're pointing. You know, it's an interference between you and what you're trying to receive. Good God. Like when I was a kid, we grew up with antennas. Holy shit. Good, good, good. And you're turning, not, this isn't something that's small. It's a big thing that is a, like a giant clothes rack thing, that like a big triangle, a big T, and it had spikes coming off of it, and it would receive signals from satellites. If you don't know what an antenna is, like an outside antenna for TVs, and it would come in and you would hook the coaxial cable up to the cable that was running out of it and hook it into your TV, and that's how you watch TV. Basic channels too, like your basic regular TV channels that you would use rabbit ears to receive in your house. You hook this big TV up and you could receive them really good sometimes, or sometimes it'd have a weird little outline to it. So anyways, all that to say that thank God for clear, crisp image of satellite. No, anyways, it's not a promotion. Anyways, just all that to say that, you know, that graininess of interference is what people say that they see in these things. And it's usually in a human form, sometimes wearing clothing that's not really, you can't see the clothing, but you can see that the form has what would be clothing in that static field. Like the static field is shaped like clothing, maybe, or I guess. But you would be able to tell that it's there. Sometimes hats, sometimes nothing. And then we have Hat Man, which is a completely different thing. That's usually a dark shadow. That's another episode. We're going to get into that a little later. No, realistically, it's a kind of distorted field that has the shape of a human. And usually it has two counterparts with it, all moving in unison the same way, lifting the same hand, the same arms. Some, you know, have a weird distorted way of moving, like they're kind of it's been described as I don't want to say fractured because it's not fractured, it's like a jolty movement, like kind of voguing. That's the best thing I can come up with. Voguing is model walk dancing and using your hands. I don't know, it's some kind of song from Madonna. I'm not old enough to, I'm old enough, but I don't care. I never really cared about Madonna. I never thought she was that great. Anyways, all that to say that it's kind of like they would kind of, you know, stop motion. They'd kind of like a kind of like a 2-bit character on it. Kind of movement like that. Kind of halty. Son of a gun. There you go. See, you do it every time. Folks, I know you do it too. You go, that's the word, you jerk brain. And then your brain walks out. Anyways, it has a halting movement to it. Like it'll step and then kind of like a video game character. And it's always the same time. They move at the same time in unison. And they're described as just being, you know, shaped like a male humanoid with that's just made out of a distorted mass of static, distorted, liney, rainy, grainy stuff, camouflage like material. Every single time, you know, and some people see them, you know, and they, oh God, I can't, it's just so much. We got stories that we'll get into, but it's, I'm trying to think of the words to describe it. Cause now that I've got one word halting, I've got, yes, all other words are gone. Forget it. No, I'm having a mind slip here, folks, but it's also described that they have this kind of out of time feel or out of place feel. Like I can't do it. They're from another dimension. They're from another dimension. And it's very kind of poignant to say that because what if that's what they are? They're an out of place. What if they're an out of place version of the person that they're interacting with? Or there are several versions of them that are interacting and every version is seeing the same thing. They're seeing these three halty, staticky, glimmer man, weird shimmery guys that are moving in the same, they're doing the same thing. And they're just, if they're in another, they're you in another dimension, seeing that and going, what in the hell? And each one is seeing three versions of themselves, but you can't see them because they're distorted and in another dimension. So that is a possibility. Sure. There's hundreds of theories of, you know, other dimensions and stuff like that. So highly, highly possible. Highly possible. You know, some people think of them as just these viewers. They're strictly there to watch and observe, and that they look like that so they can try and blend themselves. They don't want to be seen. They just want to observe and kind of move through and then disappear. Or they're a time warped figure that is, you know, kind of going through time, but they're not making it all the way through. And then that's the most that they can come through in our time. Or it's a dimensional being that's, you know, coming into our dimension from their dimension. And that's the only way that they're able to do it. And that's as far as they can get because they're not really able to do that yet. That kind of thing, which I think is interesting as well. You know, a better, more poignant way to say this would kind of be like the Spider-Man meme. You know, where they're all pointing at each other. And then, of course, we got that in the movie recently, but where they're all pointing at each other. Every Spider-Man's like, oh, yeah, Spider-Man, that's kind of what I would imagine it's like, is the other dimensions kind of looking in and going, huh? But you can't see it because we're not fully aware of that dimension's presence, and we can't break down that wall, that kind of is that barrier between those dimensions. It'd kind of be like an incursion, like the TVA says. So that being said, mirrored men are kind of a fascinating thing. They kind of give this amazing kind of weird and disturbance in our dimension, in our timeline, in our frame, in our life. And a lot of people have seen them. A lot of people have seen them. I think that's crazy. I think it's nuts. That's and it's really cool because without them, we wouldn't have these stories. We would, you know, without these people seeing it, but to see it, I'm almost under the way of thinking, do I want to see this? Is this going to affect the way I view the rest of my world? Like, am I going to be like super on the lookout for other things now? Cause I'm already on the lookout for other things. Okay. I'm already way leaps and bounds on the lookout for other things, strange things from other worlds, spaceships, UFOs, monsters, all that. I'm always looking for that. I'm always on a swivel of kind of like, not in a bad way, but in a good way of like, this would be a good place for like a Loch Ness monster type, a leak monster to show up, or like a Bigfoot. This would be really good. And I'm just going to kind of look around, you know, see it before it sees me, and just kind of record it and get a better video than anybody else has ever gotten, because it won't be blurry. Or unless that's just how Bigfoot looks, is he's just a blurry mass. We'll see. I'm going to see him first, though. I guarantee, you know, that kind of thing. I'm that kind of person of, I could see a lake monster popping out of this lake and I'm fishing at it. That'd be cool. Or if I'm on the river and like a kappa comes out, and, you know, that would suck, because what if it's going to try to get me, you know, and I haven't got a cucumber, you know, there you go. Another episode down the line. Anyways. So I'm going to read off these. These are some stories of people who have seen mirrored men. And it's, just remember that this is these people have seen something that is very unusual. So the descriptions are, like I just said, they're going to be very weird and very strange, and they're going to have these similar movements. Like, they're just, it's really just one of those things that, I mean, and if you already know about mirrored men, well then, you know, let's buckle up and hear some new stories. I was in the woods of Southern California, and I was in the middle of a training session when I was told to stay off the road. Okay, cool, I said. About 2 a.m., me and my partner are moving to another spot when I spot three people walking on the road, and I immediately told him to hold, and we moved into the shadows. What we saw was very unusual. These beings, or men, were the same exact height, moving at the same exact speed, with the same exact step and arm swing. I wasn't scared, but I was like, what the flibbity-flibbity-fuck? I asked the others later on, and a couple of guys said they saw them the same. They saw the same, and it was weird to them too. I asked for more details due to the nature of the job. I must be vague. It was in July, and we were on a navigation night exercise. Sorry, that was a lot of ins to say. Navigation night exercise, one of my favorites because they're high speed and thrilling. There's a group of us doing this evolution. Evolution. Okay. So we split off into twos. Woods at night can play tricks on your mind real easy, but my partner and I have laser-like focus, so we're not spooked by this. Hours go on as we make our way to checkpoints and see where we were at. We use the moon's light to gather our exact whereabouts. Well, best lighting is by the road, so we went by it. That's when I saw in the distance three things, people or whatever, walking on the road. I was like, instructors. So told my partner, dip off into the shadows so they couldn't see us. And when they walked past us, it was this trippy, all three same height, 6'7" or so, all in unison, not a step out of place nor arm, and saying something in some foreign language. It was weird. And my thoughts were, these instructors are in need of civilization. These fools are tripping. I asked my nav partner, like, what the fuck, and shrugged it off. We finally made it to the last checkpoint. Others were there, and I asked about any tall instructors around. Everybody said no. Two dudes walked up to me and said they saw some dudes walking perfectly together, and they dove into some bushes before they got near. They said it looked trippy, too. I don't know, man. It was wild. So that's BD. So they dove into these bushes and kind of watched. They don't really give a description of what these guys look like, but they were moving in unison, marching in unison, moving their arms in unison. And they don't really say what they had on them, They just say that they were moving in unison. It's same speed, same steps, same exact arm swing. So, oh, and same exact height. Same exact height. That's kind of creepy in itself that they're all the exact same height, too. And that's intimidating to walk upon and see something like that, you know, same height, in unison, same gait, same march. It's kind of not natural. Like, there's going to be somebody there. Like, I mean, yes, marching in time is kind of easy when, you know, when you're trained to do it, especially. You can march in unison. You can march in unison. It's no problem, but it's very strange to see lock and step exactly the same. There's always going to be one person, especially, that can be off or that will be off because they're going to think about it too much watching the other two members of the group. But eventually they can get into step pretty easy. So that's not a shocking thing to see, but it's same height, same speed, you know, keeping up with each other, exact same speed, moving in unison. That's the part that gets weird. Because sometimes you're not going to put three guys that are the exact same height together. You're going to put just three guys together. It doesn't matter the height that they are. You're going to put three random dudes together to go do inspection. Like, hey, go do inspection, see if you catch anybody. And you're not going to say, walk the same speed. No, you're just going to be like, just go catch people. Go catch people. You don't have to march in unison to do this. You don't have to march in unison to do that. That seems strange. But you never know. You never know. So you can't say that. You never know sometimes. So that's one. Now this other one, it's strange because basically he just talks. He's talking about this, and it happened when he was a kid. And he says that one night there was a particularly bad storm, and I looked out the window to kind of watch the lightning since that was a hobby of mine. While watching the lightning, I noticed three men moving in unison that looked like they were wearing the same thing, looked like the same thing, and moved the same each step, the exact same as the other. Not out of place. Moving forward during a storm. Now, of course, I thought this strange because there's thunder, lightning, and rain going on outside. What would three men be doing walking down the street? Something must have happened because I closed my eyes, and when I opened them up, it was daylight. So now this story, and that's kind of a synopsis because he goes into a story about him, you know, just kind of, you know, not wanting to, you know, really be in bed and go to sleep. This just the storm kind of keeping him awake too and not really helping. So I just kind of skipped down to the bottom and just read really quick. He also goes into a really long description of how they walked in unison. Like, it was very creepy. They walked in unison, swing. Same thing as the guy said about the military inspection, you know, mirrored men. He said, you know, they were basically moving in unison and you know, keeping the same gait. What's funny is a lot of the stories on this site are kind of the same as this one. They talk about, you know, seeing them, and then one girl says that she was in a screened in porch, I guess like a sunroom, you know, on a back porch, and she was outside at night and saw these three men moving on the streetlights, under the streetlights, you know, in unison. And then she just kind of closed her eyes. And when she opened them, she was kind of waking up. She realized that she was waking up. And she was like, which was weird because it didn't even feel like I'd just closed my eyes, but for a second. There's another one that was, you know, they were in their living room watching TV and just heard something outside and noticed these three guys moving down the street past their house. And just she said they moved down the street in unison past my window. And then she said she turned the TV off, closed the curtains, and went to bed. I get that. That's kind of strange. So I'd be like, you know what? I need to go to bed. I'm not having enough sleep. I should just, that's what, that's, I guarantee that's what she was thinking. But it's the same. It's all kind of the same. This one went to bed. She said she just kind of threw her hands up and was like, you know, I'm out in bed. I'm going to bed. So she went to bed. I'm not saying that sleep is a side effect of, you know, the mirror man. Now, a big what if on this is, what if the people falling asleep are already asleep? So, like I said, I was gonna read all these, but these are all actually kind of similar stories. Like, there's one that says he was in his woods, and there's actually I think there's video of. No, that was an invisible, like one of the guys that was running through the forest and it was invisible. That's that video. That was creepy. And I am going to talk about that, like these mystery predator figures, these invisible predator figures. We're going to talk about that in another episode. But the majority of these mirrored men stories all talk about, like, this is another one talking about, you know, being in their grandmother's glass sunroom. And seeing mirrored men, and it was during a storm. Now, to kind of cut in and interject there, could these people be seeing these mirrored men a lot easier because of the storm? Is the rain causing the, let's say, if it is, active camouflage to kind of short circuit or temporarily fracture or have interference and fizzle, or is it, you know, causing it to distort by, you know, the rain hitting it, and it's the rain hitting it distorts it? Is that what's making them easier to see, if it's a being or a creature or some kind of riftial entity that is taking up that space and that form at that time and place? Or is it some kind of active camo for some creature or creatures, or is the active camo displacing and placing three creatures to kind of mimic a group of creatures to intimidate a predator? Like an active camo that's, you know, also an intimidation tactic. Like, there's one of you and three of us. I really doubt you're going to attack me. That kind of thing. Is it a defense mechanism? So, again, back to it. Or are people falling asleep? It seems to me that the majority of these stories take place at night, very late at night, close to the witching hour. Now, granted, the first story and a lot of these have in common is that they're around 12 o'clock, actually. So it's getting close to the witching hour, but it's not there yet. So if these are happening at 12, 11, you know, 9 o'clock, all different times, then that's something that's a little different. That's something that's maybe not supernatural. Maybe this is some kind of dimensional rift or rift entity or creature that, you know, can only put itself into this dimension for this amount of time. You know, is its effect to, when it's seen, cause a distortion and create a wave of some kind of psionic energy that puts you to sleep? Or is it, you know, just a distortion that puts you to sleep like a trance? And that's how it, you know, leaves if it's seen, if it's been identified. You know, is it a dream? Is it some kind of creature that's, you know, just out walking around and like, hey, all right, Earth seems all right. Boop, we're gone. You know, but mirrored men are strange. They're very strange. The moving in unison is very strange. The same height, same gait, same walk, same speed, same movement, everything exactly the same down to a T. Very bizarre. I don't know what to think of it, but boys and girls, I want you to go further. I want you to dig a little further. Tell me what you think and come up with your own ideas. But for me, that's it for this episode of the Paranormal Rabbit Hole. I hope you've enjoyed it. I have. And thank you once again for listening and going down this paranormal rabbit hole with me.